What should be included in my operating agreement with investors? So you're going to form a company that's going to sell interests to investors. We're going to talk now about what kind of provisions you might want to have in that company agreement. If you're forming a limited liability company, it's going to be an LLC operating agreement. If you're forming a limited partnership, it's going to be a limited partnership agreement. If you're forming a corporation, it's going to be your corporate bylaws. But in any case, you need to have these provisions in that governing document because that's how you're going to have to run your company for as long as you have investors. So the first thing you need to have, I call this list the 11 D's. All right, so the first one is decision making. How are decisions made within the company? Which things can the management do on their own and which things require votes of the members? And then how are those votes taken? Duration is the second one. How long will you own this company or run it before your investors get their money back? The third is distribution of profits, losses, and depreciation. So you'll need to have provisions in there about when investors will start receiving a return on their investment and how frequently that's going to occur. And not just distributions of cash, but what if there's losses and then other things like depreciation. Dissolution. What has to happen before the company will dissolve and everybody will get their money back and whatever you've acquired on behalf of the investors has been sold or liquidated. Fifth one is death. What happens if you or one of your investors die? Do their heirs continue to stand in their shoes or do you buy them out? The next is disability. If you get disabled or an investor gets disabled, what has to happen with their interests or what has to happen with management if you're no longer able to run the company on behalf of your investors? Disappearance. Believe it or not, this is the most common one because if someone gets in trouble or the object of the investment is in trouble, then they have a tendency to stick their head in the sand and stop answering emails and stop answering phone calls. So if somebody disappears, what if the manager disappears? What can the investors do to salvage the investment? What happens if one of the investors disappear? I have clients who've told me that their investors' distribution checks keep getting returned to them because the investors forgot about the investment and didn't give them a forwarding address. So that's an important one as well. Another one is divorce. What if somebody, a member of your company, divorces and you need to now deal with their spouse or their spouse's attorney? How is that going to be handled? Disassociation. What if one of your investors needs to get out because something happened in their life or you want to get them out because they're causing a problem for the investment opportunity? Another one is debt. What do you do if one of your investors declares bankruptcy and now the bankruptcy trustee is in charge of their investment? Another aspect of debt is what is the manager allowed to do on behalf of the company if the company needs money? Are they able to borrow money without going to the members? And the final one is disagreement and dispute resolution. What happens if everything goes awry and the investors are no longer getting along with the manager, or investors aren't getting along with each other? What can you do to resolve those disputes?